Hello and welcome back to our audio weblog entitled 2013 in the Church of Jesus. This is a weekly report that's put out by Voice of the Martyrs, although under a different name. It can be accessed at the VOM website, www.persecution.com. You can actually have VOM send it to your email every week. When it comes to my email, I print it out and I share it with you, and then I pray for these nations that are on the sheet. I would like you to be doing that, if you could, all week long, too. We begin in Kazakhstan, where a mother is fined for her son's witness. A Christian woman was fined 1 month's average salary because of her 9-year-old son's, quote, illegal religious activity, quote, at school. Tatiana Degterenko's son, David, gave 2 Christian CDs to his teachers as gifts. When the head teacher saw one of the CDs labeled, God Loves You Too, in a teacher's room, she immediately called the police. A police investigator questioned the boy in the absence of his parents. When the investigator asked him who permitted him to bring the CDs to school, David replied, my mother. Tatiana was then fined for allowing her son to participate in religious activity. She appealed the decision on July 30, but a high court upheld the fine. In Malaysia, government to appeal ruling on use of Allah. On Thursday, August 22nd, the Malaysian government won the right to appeal a previous court ruling that had allowed the country's non-Muslim minority to use the word Allah in reference to God. Allah is the Arabic word for God. It's commonly used in the Malay language to refer to God. The Malaysian government, however, insists that Allah should be restricted to use by Muslims only. Some Christians in Malaysia argue that limiting the use of Allah to Muslims is unreasonable because Christians who speak Malay use the word to refer to God in their Bibles, in their literature, their songs, long before authorities tried to ban its use in recent years. Pray that justice and the rule of law will be upheld. The appeal is scheduled to begin September 10. In Vietnam, Bibles confiscated from house church. Local authorities confiscated 16 Bibles and some hymnals from a group of Hmong believers during a house church meeting 2 weeks ago, a VOM worker reports. The house church of 30 families was formed 2 months ago after an evangelist came and shared the gospel in their mountain village. No Christians lived in the village prior to the evangelist's visit, and police are especially opposed to Christianity spreading in new areas. Police are watching the house and have threatened to arrest the group's leader and tear down the house if they meet again. They also took the believers' cell phones and told them not to contact anyone outside the house. VOM is making plans to replace the Bibles that were taken by police. And then finally in Burma, or Myanmar, as it's called today, a VOM project. Pray for a project that provides evangelism, church planting, and discipleship training to indigenous missionaries that are reaching difficult tribal areas in northern Burma. Pray for provision and encouragement of Nigerian widows, also in another VOM project in Nigeria, and for VOM's support of them. A lot going on this week, as every week in the persecuted church. I do hope you'll pray. Thanks for joining with me today, and concern and prayer for those of your brothers and sisters who are in pain this evening. We hope to return next week at about this time so that we can keep you in touch with what deeply touches God's heart. I'm Bob. I'm not giving you this presentation officially from VOM, but I am an area coordinator for Voice of the Martyrs. This broadcast is used and given by permission. Just about wherever you live in the United States, there's a Voice of the Martyrs representative willing to come to your church to share with your group of any kind about the persecuted church and VOM's ministry. There's no charge. Just email me at bob.j.faulkner, F-A-U-L-K-N-E-R, .72 ChristianLegacy@gmail.com. I will set it up for you. God bless you today. Be sure to check out the rest of this series and all my other series on sermon audio. Bye-bye.